Hello.
Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Jay speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
32218.
All right, let's see. 32218. Your first and last name, please, sir.
Don Miller.
And can you verify your shipping address for me, please, sir?
714 Sunken Meadow Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, 32218.
All right, let's see here. Looks like on January the 25th, there was an order placed for a hype watch. Let's see. Per the terms and conditions to that hype watch, you paid $7.92 for shipping and handling to try that watch out for a 14-day trial period. Once there was no cancellation done within those 14 days, then it billed you the retail value of $59.97 on February the 12th and closed out this account.
So I didn't even know anything about a need to do a cancellation. How was I supposed to know that? Because y'all haven't given me any correspondence.
There was a terms and conditions link where you put in your information to get this
so
watch.
It was somewhere on the website.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't actually send out anything.
No, sir. No, yeah, no. It was there was a link on the website.
Scam.
Excuse me.
What is that? I said it sounds like a scam. What does
watch
do?
What does it do?
What does it? Yeah. Because I mean.
It's a fitness tracker. It also you can Bluetooth your phone to it. It monitors your heart rate. It has a sleep tracker, a step tracker on it. You can answer incoming calls, messages on the watch.
Okay. All right. At any rate, this $60, there ain't no other charges that I'm not expecting that are going to take place, correct?
No, sir. That was the value of that watch, and then it closed out your account, so there's nothing else to bill you for.
All right. That's fine.
All right, sir. All right, sir. Well, thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.